The chief executive of the Commonwealth Bank, Ian Narev, is refusing to quit or stand aside amid allegations his bank was used to launder dirty money for criminal gangs, gunrunners and even potential terrorists. The financial intelligence agency AUSTRAC alleges the Commonwealth's intelligent deposit machines broke any anti-money laundering laws on almost 54,000 occasions and that the bank turned a blind eye to suspicious activities. The potential fines top almost $1 trillion. It's the latest scandal on Ian Narev's watch, and he was making no excuses when he spoke with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Ian Narev, these allegations go right to the top of the Commonwealth Bank board and management. How much responsibility do you take?
Peter, whenever you get these sorts of events, no matter what the reasons are, and they attract a lot of public interest and negative publicity for the bank, we take it extremely seriously right up to the board level, and certainly I, as CEO, spending a lot of my time on this at the moment.
But 53,700 alleged breaches of anti-money laundering law, allegations that even when the CBA became aware, it failed to report suspicious activity to AUSTRAC. So how could this have happened in an organisation with so many systems for detecting risk?
Peter, I understand that 53,000 sounds like a big number. One very important piece of context here is that the vast majority related to one software coding error in 2012 that we picked up in 2015, fixed within a month and rectified. Now, every transaction that was meant to be reported that wasn't, because that software error technically does count as a breach, but that big number is very inflated because of the nature of the specific claims.
Even so, though, the CBA's reputation is now allegedly linked to criminal gangs, money launderers and drug runners who have allegedly used the platform.
Well, what it shows us and reminds us is that we've got a very big and important job to do as a big financial institution in partnering with AUSTRAC and partnering with the federal police to do our part in fighting crime. And exactly as you say, if we haven't done a good enough job, we need to put our hands up, say why, and do a better job, and we're doing that.
Regardless, though, of who should have detected the alleged breaches and reported them, the buck stops with you and the CBA board. Why not resign or stand aside until the allegations have been resolved?
Well, Peter, my focus every day in the last 6 years of the job, and it has been the last few days as well, is what's best for the Commonwealth Bank stakeholders. So right now, all of my attention is on, well, preparing for annual results on Wednesday, but also spending a lot of time going through the proceedings, making sure we understand them, and that's where my attention will remain.
Have you been asked to resign or consider standing aside?
The discussion at the moment at the bank is all about, from where we are here, how do we make sure we get to the bottom of these, respond well, file a good statement of defence, and critically, make sure we're playing our part in keeping Australia safe.
Is it fair to assume that the CBA board and you would be calling for a few heads over this matter?
Whenever we get matters that impact the reputation of the bank, or even smaller level matters, we make sure we get to the bottom of it. We make sure we understand what happened and why. And to the extent that there is accountability for individuals or teams, that's a very, very important part of that work that we do.
The CBA board is meeting today and will be looking at the remuneration report. Do you or anyone else deserve a bonus given the cloud over the CBA, and should there be pay cuts?
One of the things they will consider is all the matters of the annual report, and I would expect that as they make their way through that, including with my own remuneration, they will take very serious account of this and see what consequences are appropriate. And we'll know that very transparently and pretty soon when the annual report comes out.
The CBA will be filing a defence, but is it fair to say that you agree that mistakes have been made?
We've already said we've made mistakes. There are other aspects which it looks like we'll have differences of views on facts or root causes, and so therefore, as you'd expect, we'll file a defence, but we'll do all of that against the backdrop of what is appropriate, what do we need to be doing to play our critical role.
The potential total fines are quite mind-boggling, an upper limit of $960 billion. Surely that's not sustainable given CBA's too-big-to-fail status.
What I can tell you is that the speculation on these big numbers is extremely simplistic, and I think you'll find when people understand the legal principles involved that those sorts of numbers are completely out of the ballpark.
It is early days, but is a less painful settlement possible with AUSTRAC?
As part of any strategy when you have court proceedings, you'll balance the arguments with the pragmatism, and that'll lead you to decisions about how to move forward. And you can expect us to look at this from the basis of where we are wrong, we'll say we're wrong, and if we've got difference of views, we'll work out how to bridge those differences.
Surely this latest scandal, though, makes it harder for you to reject calls for a royal commission to get everything out in the open once and for all.
Peter, one of the strongest arguments against a royal commission has been Australia has got very well-resourced, very serious, very diligent regulators. I don't think people could be in much doubt about that when we've seen a 500-page statement of claim for conduct that goes back over 5 years filed on Thursday. I think that shows we've got very effective regulators, very diligent processes, and the banks are under an enormous amount of scrutiny, as is appropriate.
Have you heard from the Prime Minister or Treasurer? Have they asked for a briefing about this?
We've heard that they have said, as you would imagine, that on the face of it, there are serious things to be looked at, and as is appropriate, they've said there are court proceedings, and it looks like they'll withhold from any further comment, and I think that's appropriate when court proceedings are afoot.
You say you take responsibility and what's been wrong in the past has and will be fixed, but are you worried that people have stopped listening?
Look, we know that we've got a job to do to strengthen our trust with the community. And I've said before that we recognise that we don't have a huge reservoir of goodwill to draw on, neither the banking system overall or the Commonwealth Bank. And when these things happen, people always assume the worst, and they assume it for the worst reasons, and I understand that.
And you'll be the CBA chief executive who'll fix this and see it through?
Well, Peter, I'm enjoying my job. I'm very dedicated to it. These parts aren't the most pleasant, but they're important, and the rest of it's up to the board.
The Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Ian Narev speaking there with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.